I need one another, that is working for Baba. I am not planning to deliver a discourse to you, but I thought I would say little about working for Baba, as many of Baba's lovers feel drawn to work for him and to serve him in one capacity or another. If you decide that you want to take up work for Baba, you must first examine the nature of your relationship with him, as the real work and the most important work is to try to love Baba as he ought to be loved. Baba has assured us time and again that this is impossible. Yet he asks us to try, as our efforts are a chance for him to help us and a chance for us to win his grace. To do anything for Baba is an invaluable opportunity to serve him. All work done for Baba is equally important, as all our efforts to please him, great or small, are equal in his eyes. We should never consider taking up work for Baba unless we are willing to do it wholeheartedly, as Baba does not want a partial effort from us. And when we do work for Baba, we should always maintain the thought at the back of our minds that Baba needs absolutely no one to carry out his affairs. He offers us a share in his work because of our need and longing to serve him, and because our work for Baba can become an expression of our love and obedience for him. Work for Baba is completely different from any other type of work. Through my years of close proximity to Baba, and through carrying out a wide variety of orders that he gave me, I have come to understand that Baba requires a constant flexibility and a detached attitude when we do work with him. He doesn't want what we are doing to alone gain our entire attention, exclusive of him. Nor does he want our gaze to shift away from what we are doing and become focused just on him, as then the medium through which he works on us as we serve him would be lost. In working for Baba then, he wants us to sink and swim at one and the same time. Is it possible? In working for Baba then, he wants us to sink and swim at one and the same time, to be fully involved but completely detached, to be determined to finish anything we have taken up for him while taking no claim for the results. And when we complete work for Baba, we should not even be conscious that we have done anything, but turn the entire matter over to him. Anything can be work for Baba, and the extent to which something is Baba's work lies in our attitude as we carry out the tasks in life that he has given us. If we accept all tasks as an invaluable chance to do something for Baba and carry them out in the spirit of selfless service, then we are working for Baba. But if we do our work with a feeling of self-importance, then the most significant task that seems directly connected to Baba is not work for him. At the same time, something seemingly insignificant can become real work for Baba and of utmost importance if it is done selflessly and with purity of heart. Work for Baba is probably best carried out as a group, as Baba's way is to have people work together, drawn together by the common desire to love and serve him. Whenever we work together for Baba, we are forced to directly face our weaknesses, to see other approaches to Baba, and to take steps outside of ourselves in forming a group effort to serve him. In any group effort for Baba, there is going to be a fair amount of heat and friction. But this is necessary if the machinery is going to run. Conflicts, however, should never reach the point where all activity and momentum come to its grinding halt. So many times I have seen Baba call together two people or two groups whose personal differences were a block to a task he had given them, and stirred their personal differences up to a height until they were out of their system. He would then immediately send them back to the task in hand. In a similar manner, Baba stirred up differences between members of his mandali as an instrument for his work. Baidul and Kaka, for example, became with Baba's help deeply jealous of one another and fiercely competitive. But this aspect of the relationship became an invaluable aid in getting a lot of Baba's must work done. One task that any Baba lover can take part in is telling others about him, spreading his message of love and truth. But before starting such work, we must first live as Baba would want us to live, as it is impossible to tell others about Baba's ways without first living them ourselves. All work for Baba then is a chance to love and serve him as he should be loved and served. And although Baba says it is impossible for us to do this, he still wants us to try. For unless we try to love and serve Baba, we will never be able to receive his help and we will never become the recipients of his grace. Jai Baba.